Thank you, Paige. Hello to everybody joining. You're very, very welcome. We're going to have head coach Jimmy Brennan very, very shortly, and then Noah Verhoeven will also be joining us to share his thoughts on that riveting scoreless draw. And then we can all have a beer and get to bed. So hang tight. We'll be with you shortly. Jimmy, welcome along. Hopefully you can hear us okay.
Very good.
Same rules apply, guys. You know the rules by this stage. Just use the raise hand icon. We'll get to you in due course. Charlie, over to you first, please.
Thanks, man. Hey, Jimmy. I think maybe we just start with what you made of that match, the tempo. It looked kind of chippy, and Tommy just said it was kind of chaotic out there. Just what did you see?
Yeah, it was. Listen, they're a difficult side to play against. They're physical. You know, every time you get a rhythm or you're trying to get that counter, you can hear them on the pitch telling the foul. And we think they had 18, 19 fouls within that game. And it's difficult to play against them. And the one thing that I can take away that I was pleased with was seeing our young guys, how they competed. A lot of times young guys can walk away and shy away from a match that becomes physical. And I felt our guys got stuck in when the times were right. You know, there's some challenges that I didn't agree with, that should have been disciplined, but they obviously weren't. But it was frustrating for us at times. The one thing that I'm, you know, apart from the players, showing that they compete and be physical when the time is needed, was getting that clean sheet. It was important for us to get a clean sheet in this match.
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to ask next. I mean, it's the same center back pairing with Jordan and Krisno. Just what did you make of them maybe being a little bit more settled in that position today?
Well, I thought they worked a lot better today. I thought Max was great as well, playing him right back. You know, defended very well. He competed the whole match, which I liked. And Ensa was solid. He was winning his aerial battles. I was blocking shots. He was a true defender today. And same with Jordan Wilson. Jordan competed all match. So to see the both of them, and obviously filling in to put on a performance like that, I thought was very good. And obviously getting a clean sheet is your reward as a defender.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Robin.
Okay, well, congratulations on the shutout, first of the year. But and another improvised back line. How soon are some of the guys ready to come back, the regular defenders?
Look, every day we're assessing it, Robin, just to see where they're at. We're hoping we will get Dom back the next match or final game here. Raji, we're still not sure. He's been out on the pitch. He's slowly getting back into a jog maybe about a 75% run. So he's feeling okay, but we don't want to rush it. It's a long season. And if players aren't right now and you bring them back too early, then they're out another few weeks. So we've got to try to manage it, make sure that everybody gets back to where they should be. Without pushing them too much. So we're hoping over the next few days we'll find out exactly where we are and what players will have available for the next match.
Yep, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Robin. Final call for questions for Jim before I steal one myself. Oh, John, we've got you.
Alrighty, hi, Jimmy. Ingham was put back into the mix today after Nico had two starts, and he was kept pretty busy and did well. How's that battle going for the starting spot there? Should we see a lot of rotation between the two?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, that's we said from day one, you know, you've got two solid keepers, and they've got to fight for a spot. We knew going into this, especially for the first eight games, both keepers are going to share it. And then as time goes on, then we'll sit down, we'll look at it as a staff and decide who's going to be the main goalkeeper going forward. I thought Nate was very good today. I thought he made a couple of good saves. I thought his distribution at times was good, and he commanded the box.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you, John. Anto, over to you, sir.
Thanks. Hey, Jimmy. Just a quick follow-up there on the Nate question. How much is having Nico in the background kind of pushing him to be able to have these performances?
Well, it's good. And the good thing is they both get along with each other. They're good guys. And I think you need competition for every position that you have. You want guys fighting for a spot. You know, the last thing you want is somebody in a position where it becomes easy and they're not getting pushed every single day in training and in matches. So they're both competitive. They both want to start matches, and they're both pushing each other right now. And then off the park, you know, they get on great. You'll see them hanging out together, having a coffee, talking. But when it's time to step on a field, it's business, and they're both competing for that job.
Just to follow up, Chris has given you a few questions. Like, he was playing right back last year for Halifax. But do you see him now as competition for centre back, or do you still see him as a right back?
Look, I see Chris Noe as a right back. He loves to get up and down. If you ask him, that's his favorite position. That's the position that he wants to focus on. You know, he's doing as a turn by playing center back and also playing in that holding midfield role when we need him. But he's just a true professional. He's athletic. He reads the game well and he competes. You can see in his eyes when he's playing. He loves to play and he loves to defend. First and foremost, if you want to be a defender, you have to love it. And he absolutely does. Now, when Dom and Roger get back, they're natural center backs. That's their jobs, and we'll push Enzo back to that right back position. But it's always good to have a player like that can fill in when needed.
Awesome. Thanks, Jimmy.
Anto, thank you very much. Just before we leave it there, Jim, just wanted to touch on the young players again tonight. After the result against Pacific, we talked about a response. You talk about the way they didn't back down physically. They weren't intimidated. How proud were you of that strength and mentality to mark their territory?
I love it. And you know, people that know myself and also Terry, the way that we are and the way that we play, you never back down from your challenges. And you can see that today with the players. They weren't backing down from anything. Their physical side, that's the way they like to compete. And I was delighted to see our young guys get stuck in. They showed some true grit and character today, which I like. And when the time is right, they get on the ball and they can play. So I was absolutely delighted to see that from our young boys today. They competed for the whole match. And obviously, against Pacific, you could see they were knackered. They were done. Heavy legs. We were second to everything, whereas today it was a different animal. You know, they were at it today. They felt good. And intensity levels were good across the board. So I was happy with their performance. Obviously, not happy that we didn't get a win. Nothing better than you pick up 3 points and keep a clean sheet. So disappointed with that, but overall, there were some good positives there and obviously some negatives that we need to fix and correct when the time's right. Well, when we get a minute.
You've got plenty of time, don't you? There's no panic. Everyone, I'm happy to leave it there if you are last call for questions, but I don't see any hands up. So Jimmy, you, sir, are free to go. Thank you, as always, for taking the time. Appreciate it. Noah Verhoeven is up in just a few moments, so please bear with us. Hey, Noah.
Hello.
Well done tonight. Superb out there. Well done. As per usual, guys, raise hand icon, please, and we'll get to you in due course. Charlie, you were up first, sir.
Thank you. Hey, Noah. What was it maybe like out there as a player tonight? Because it seemed like, you know, quite a physical, maybe even heated game.
Yeah, you know, I think every team knows what to expect from Cavalry now. They're very scrappy side. You know, anytime you get into a rhythm, they try and end it. And, you know, you can hear them screaming foul, probably from the, you know, on the TV. But, yeah, they're a good side, very scrappy. You know, it's how they play. And to be honest, it's very hard to play against.
And for you yourself, I mean, I know you've kind of missed some minutes here and there. And just to get back in and, you know, get to start, how did you feel out there?
Felt good. It's a long season, so you know, trying to get into it and get as much as I can, but also you know, we don't have a lot of time to recover here, so finding a balance is what most of the boys are doing right now. And you know, and it's looking at, you know, how can we get ready for the next match, but also the bigger picture.
Thanks, Noah.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Last call before I grab Noah for a quick question myself. Excellent. We talked about character building with Jimmy earlier on. Talk to us about this group, because it's not easy to come in off the back of a 3-0 defeat, refocus and be as sharp as you were tonight against a very difficult opposition. So what does that say about the mentality of the squad?
Yeah, you know, the boys knew it wasn't good enough last time out, and you know, any team, if you get beat 3-0, you're looking to bounce back. I mean, you know, again, we knew it wasn't good enough, and in training and leading up to it, the boys were locked in, and we knew we had to come out and, you know, try and get a result, but do as best as we could and fight with them. And I think we did fight with them today.
I know as well that we've had a lot of injury worries, a lot of niggles, a lot of things to deal with on our plate over the last little while. But what does it say about, again, the strength of character for a group, that you can kind of deal with that adversity and still dig deep tonight, get a clean sheet and get a point on the board?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, a lot of the guys are dealing with little things right now, just as, you know, any team is in the bubble. Of course, there's not a lot of time to recover, but yeah, definitely character and, you know, mental strength from the boys. Again, we were up for the fight, and if that's how they wanted to play, we were there to match it, and I felt like that's what we needed to do to get the clean sheet, so I'm happy with that aspect of the game.
I love it. Final question for Noah before we leave him be and allow him to get some rest. Robin, you've stolen in at the last second.
Yeah, I mean, geez, it's tough to be...
I think you're still on mute, Robin.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Yeah, no, it is tough to, you know, come all this way and then to don't have enough people to ask questions. Just thinking ahead to the homecoming, you're the first team, York is the first team to get a home game. I mean, there's other teams play the weekend, but how happy are you and the other guys looking forward to this first home game?
Yeah, I think everybody's looking forward to it. You know, we rebranded and it's a new start for not just the team, but the club and everybody, the fans. So I think everybody's looking forward to the home opener, and everyone's very excited. And, you know, I think we just can't wait to get back and get out of the bubble.
Yep. Good one. All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Robin. Final call for Mr. Verhoeven. Anto, unbelievable. Trust a dub to get in there just at the end. You think everyone's done and dusted.
I don't have a question. I'm just not letting me go to bed. So, no, like they were putting like a lot of pressure on you guys there towards the end, and they had a couple of chances and they pulled off a great save. So how happy were you to get the clean sheet with so much pressure being on the team towards the end?
Yeah, again, I mean, I think it goes back to the fight. And after the Pacific game, that was one thing we knew needed to be there today, especially against a team like Cavalry, is the fight. And from the young group, you know, they're all strong and everybody was getting stuck in today. So it's good to see. Take the positives, get the clean sheet from it, and yeah, move on, look to the next match.
Great game, buddy. Good to see you getting stuck in.
Excellent. I think that's us for the night. Thank you, as always, for the interest and the attention. We really appreciate it. Noah, thank you, sir. Well played tonight. And, guys, we'll see you all very, very soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Alan.